Welcome to Live Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host. And on this podcast, the family will be discussing the cross of Christ in our lives. We'll see that the purpose of the cross is to remove all that hinders us from running the race. The cross comes with grace and joy, which enables us to be set free from this Adamic nature that has separated us from God, so that we can return and have a relationship with Him.
God's taking what we have and going deeper with it. And that's why I talk about the cross a lot, because it's such an avenue of change. It's an experience, and you've got to experience it.
Is it the only avenue of change?
No, it's just one of many. We have worship and communion.
You know, we're talking about avenues of change. So the cross is one, worship, seeing Him as an avenue of change, but also the Word.
The Word is Him. So you are exposed to Him by the Word, and then you're washed by the water of the Word. That is the way of change. And the only way of effective change is by seeing Him.
Mm-hmm. The Word is the reason you go to the cross.
Oh, yeah.
What you're asking, Ron, that's where I would say that's where the connection is, because the only way you're going to have the Word written on your heart is through communion, through the cross.
That's the truth, because you cannot just say, okay, I'm going to go to the cross.
Right.
There has to be a Word that gives you the faith to be able to go to the cross. You cannot do it on your own volition. It's what God does for you. That's why Jesus, it wasn't His desire to go to the cross. You know, we know that. But it was God who laid the plans in front of Him and showed Him that that's what He must do. We are no different.
Christ knew His purpose.
Yep.
And He knew the beginning and He knew the end. It's not like Christ was picked out of a gallery of people to do the job. No. He was created as Yahshua Messiah to do the job. He was a pattern son. We have to have the same thinking. We have to understand that if we're going to walk with God, it's not that we have options in the sense that we can say, well, I don't really like this, so I'm going to put it to one side. I'm going to do this instead. God has got a path for us to walk in, and that's how we do it.
So it talks about the enemies of the cross of Christ. They dodged the cross, I guess you'd say. I mean, to me, that means you would consciously set your will not to walk in the cross.
Right.
I don't think our flesh wants to die.
No.
To me, this has to be a walk of grace and mercy from the Lord to help you walk in it.
We still have roots, some ties, however you want to put it, in what was taught and created at the Nicene Council. And as we separate ourselves from that teaching, and years of conditioning before we were ever on the scene, we separate ourselves from that, understanding that you don't have to beat yourself. And see, that's what was taught through paganism. Oh, if you do something that's wrong, it's terrible. I'm a bad person. Oh, you know, you flog yourself. And then you keep doing that, and you know, then you can go confess to somebody and say a bunch of stuff and give them some money. You're forgiven, and you go out and do it over again. That style of repentance is geared towards keeping you in prison. The cross can be a prison. That's where the cross can be abused. People delight. Oh, poor me. Look at me. I'm on the cross. And the cross is very private. Jesus talked about the Pharisees, how they got out there and they put on sackcloth and ashes and everything, how everybody could see them and all this kind of stuff. The cross is personal. It's deep. It's very private because it's between you and God. And you come to the point where you finally say, okay, I give up.
Our reactions, they're based on human instincts. Even a child, you take its favorite toy away from it, it's going to cry. It's going to let you know. Well, that's part of the human reaction. And that is what we want to lay on the cross, are those reactions, those things that come up. Those are what will keep you from the race. It's those things that we have that we need to drop off. You take them to the Lord. Say, Father, I now see this thing you've just revealed for me. Here, take it from me. The best way, usually, how he reveals it is when something happens and you react. And it's that reaction that you lay at the foot of the cross. This is my heart. I don't want this to keep me from being in your presence. Take it from me, please. It's up to him as to how deep that cross process goes. Because sometimes you're looking at the surface and God is seeing a depth and he's going to go after it. And it's like when you pray for patience, everything in the world is going to come and try that patience. Will you be patient? Only if you decide to. We've talked about our will before. You can will, but you know what? Your will only goes so far.
Right.
You make the attempt. You know, that's where, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. He takes you through a cross process to help you become an overcomer over each and every obstacle that would keep you out of the race.
The cross is a gift of the Holy Spirit. One of the enemies of the cross is tedious detail. We can sit down and make out a list of all the things that are wrong with us. And you can start at the list and spend the rest of your life trying to get to the bottom. And you can take that list and throw it away, and you can do what David did. Against thee only have I sinned. And he said, create in me a clean heart. I take the gift of the cross. I take the gift of the grace that comes with the cross, the grace to become and the grace to do. Sure, it's going to be a process, but not a process of dying. It's a process of coming alive on a new level.
To the extent that the Lord is revealed to you, to that extent you change. There is no other key to change. The more you expose yourself to the Lord, the waiting, the reading, the listening, however you spend time with the Lord, he is consistently imparting his nature to us. And I think that's a part of the cross, giving up of your time, what you could be doing, and focusing on what on the Lord. You're kind of going against human nature in wanting to be with the Lord rather than go out and, well, let's just say we're 20 years old and go out and play baseball or something.
Right.
It's that time we spend before the Lord that he works the change within us.
On this podcast, we've seen that the cross of Christ is not some dreary, devastation, miserable thing, but it comes with his grace and joy. We've also seen that it's by the Word of God that we experience the cross in our lives as we fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.